This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
New song in rotation, Ant.
I thought I'd play some Philly, Freeway from Philly. So
I'm not mad about it. Not bad about it. Just going to stay in. This is the energy we like to bring.
Yes, sir.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And we are taking your phone calls at 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980 is the telephone number where you can tell us how you feel about the Philadelphia Eagles winning the Super Bowl. All right, Commanders fans, what you got? Let's start off with Dennis. Dennis, thanks for calling. You are on the Hoffman Show.
Hey, thanks. And maybe it's age, but I was telling them now. Yeah, I won money, so that helps. But the fact is that I'm an NFC guy. If the Commanders don't win it, then I would hope NFC East would win it. If NFC East doesn't win it, I would hope NFC would win it, with one exception. And guess who that is? Dallas.
I was going to go full Jimmy Johnson on you. I was going to be like, how about them Cowboys?
You
didn't give me time. So, yeah.
Right. Philly's a good team, and I love defense, too, and that was such a dominant defensive play. So I have a good vibe with it. I'm happy that an NFC East team won it. And aren't we the last team to have beaten them? I don't know
correct.
For sure, but
no,
we might have been.
Not only was Washington the last team to beat Philadelphia this season, they were the only team after Philadelphia's bye to beat them when Philly got DeJean back and made a couple of tweaks to their defense that went from like pretty solid to like historically top five. If you take away their first five games, which I know is not how this works, but like the rate at which they played for the final, 12 games, 13, 14, count the playoffs, that is a top five all-time defense. That is how good that defense was post-bye. And Washington not only was the only team to beat them, but really I feel like was the only team. There's a couple other teams that played them close, but they were more like 22-19 type of games. Washington put 30 on them. And I think that's something that certainly you can be proud about if you're a Commanders fan.
Absolutely. Thank you, Craig.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
301-230-0980. As Dennis departs, we got one more line open. Let's go to DC. DC, thanks for calling. You are on the Hoffman Show.
Great day, Craig, man. First, I want to say, man, get home safely, brother. And I wasn't joyful that the Eagles won. I'm happy they won, but I wasn't joyful. I was more joyful seeing that they're the measuring stick now to win the Super Bowl. They're in our division. We played them well every game, even though they do cause us to have turnovers. So we got to protect the ball. And I know that we're going to do what we need to do in the offseason to beat them because they're in our division. I got a question for you also.
What's up?
I think you said what our most important thing we should go after this offseason is the D-line. Seeing how good their D-line is, do you still agree with that? Or should it be O-line that we look to bolster the most?
I mean, I think the good news is that you can do both. I think you need to do both in terms of – and then it comes down to, like, what's available to you. Like, I don't want to be like, you have to spend more on your offensive line, and then Myles Garrett's available, and it's like, oh, well, we didn't get up Myles Garrett because we signed above-average guard.
Not just in free agency, but also in the draft. Like,
sure.
I understand if the best player is available at 29 and it's a BN, we should get him, but –
Right.
I think our focus should be a little more on the O-line because their D-line is so dominant. And they're losing a few pieces, which is good, too.
For sure.
I don't know how many they'll be able to sign.
Yeah. I think, DC, you've hit on the conundrum, though. Do you try to prepare to defend against that, right? Or in this case, offend against that? Do you bulk up your offensive line to deal with their defensive line? Or you go, oh, that's a good formula. What if we could do that? Right, because I can make the argument either way. Intellectually, that's not very hard for me to do. Phyllis, if I want to put my philosopher hat on and be annoying about it and be like, well, we could over here do this or could over here do this. Like, I think both are good, and I think what you have to do if you're a good general manager, which Adam Peters more than is you have to look at what's available to you. You have to look at the opportunities. And as I'm starting to dive, like, I've dipped my toe in on the draft to at the very least, like, be aware of kind of the contour of this draft. There is a ton of defensive line talent available. I think it is far more like, well, I don't say far more likely because there's actually like a couple of good tackles that are going to be available at the end of the first round. So, but there is definitely going to be defensive line talent available to you at 29. And if the best player on your board is an edge or a defensive tackle, you take that guy. You take the best player available to you because of the state of your roster. Like, really outside of Terry at wide receiver one, and that, you know, I guess unless Jamar Chase becomes available, you're not upgrading at wide receiver one. You're not upgrading at quarterback. Good there. Real quick, DC, and then I promise I'll let you finish here. Like, outside of those two positions, there is not a position on this team that you couldn't tell me the best player available at 29 is a, say, like, free safety. Like Quan Martin, I'm perfectly fine with Quan Martin starting. If you tell me there's a stud first round free safety that's the best player available by far on your board at 29 and they take him, I'm fine with that. Like that is the state of this roster. They need stars wherever they can get them.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, and I trust Adam Peters with that. But being that you said D-line, Kansas City showed their D-line played well, but it wasn't enough to stop them. But they couldn't protect Mahomes at all. You see what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. And, like, the thing is, you have whatever you do, you have to get it right. But I think also schematically, like Washington does some good stuff. I mean, normally Andy does too in terms of protecting Patrick. Right. Historically, like, yeah, Kansas City's problem in many ways was they put Joe Tooney, an all-pro left guard, out at left tackle, and he wasn't good at left tackle in that game, which means not only are you worse at left guard, you're worse at left tackle than you should be. And by the way, for Kansas City, they've spent two picks in a row, a third rounder 2 years ago and a second rounder this year on left tackle, and neither of those guys have panned out yet. So I think you also have to think about this, right? I'm not going to sit here and tell you that that second round pick that they took last year, Kingsley Suamatia, like I'm not going to tell you that he's a bust. What I can tell you is he's raw and wasn't ready to play this year, which you probably should have known coming in if you're Kansas City. So I think the other part of it, too, is how do you address these positions? Because if you're worried about Philly's offensive or defensive line now and your solution to that is the draft, rookies, like I know our brains just got broken because Jaden just did a million things that it wasn't supposed to happen for a rookie. But like rookies aren't typically good in their first year. So I do think that, you know, in the draft, like attacking D-line, a position that maybe translates a little faster off into the NFL than offensive line, and maybe attacking the offensive line to shore it up a little bit in free agency might not be the worst play. But again, it comes down to what's available on each market, free agency and trade and draft. And I think that your head's in the right place for sure in terms of both lines of scrimmage being probably the top two priorities in whatever order you want to put them.
All right, brother. Have a great day, man. Appreciate you.
You too. Appreciate that, DC. All right, we get back. More of your calls here on The Hoffman Show.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Hear some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.